Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a closer look, going beyond just the scorecard at the Silver Lakes Golf Club. Our sources are actually the club's own materials.
Right.
So we're getting it straight from them, really.
Right. Gives us a direct insight into their thinking.
Exactly. And our mission, well, it's pretty simple. Figure out what makes Silver Lakes feel like a premier spot. Looking, you know, beyond just the fairways and greens. What's the philosophy?
Yeah, precisely. We're not just listing features, are we? We want to get under the skin of it. What makes this club, you know, tick?
Okay, so let's dive in right where the experience starts, the course itself. They say it's more than just 18 holes. When you looked at the design philosophy, what really jumped out at you?
Well, the first thing really was this intentional blend of the natural environment and the actual strategic design.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like it's just difficult for the sake of being difficult. Mm-hmm. It uses the, you know, the existing land, the slopes, the water features to give golfers these choices, these challenges that feel, well, satisfying to overcome, but also just look good.
Ah, aesthetically pleasing too.
Yeah, like how some bunkers are placed. It's not just punishment, you know? It often guides you on the best way to approach the green.
So it's a course that makes you think strategy over just raw power.
That's it, exactly. And the variety is pretty key too. It's not just one course with minor tweaks. They seem to have crafted distinct experiences for different skill levels. So, you know, the serious player gets a real test.
Mm-hmm.
But the casual golfer can still have a really enjoyable, engaging round without feeling totally beaten up by it.
That balance sounds crucial.
It seems very deliberate. And the flow, moving from one hole to the next, it feels natural, intuitive.
That's interesting how much they emphasize environmental sustainability in the design.
Yeah.
You don't always hear that highlighted so much with golf courses.
No, you don't. And it suggests a kind of long-term thinking, doesn't it? Using native plants, managing the land carefully, it's not just about looks. It's about creating a healthier ecosystem locally.
Which probably makes for a nicer atmosphere, too.
Definitely. More peaceful for the players and better for the local wildlife. It shows a real respect for the place.
Okay, let's talk highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Every great round has those memorable holes. Silver Lakes points out a couple, starting with the par 3, hole 7. What's the deal with that one?
Well, hole 7 sounds like a perfect example of that beauty and challenge mix we talked about.
Right.
You get these apparently stunning views, but then, bang, there's a water hazard right there.
Or use the water.
Always the water. And depending on your skill, the pin position that day, it really forces a decision. Risk versus reward.
Go for it or play safe.
Exactly. It's the kind of hole you remember, you know, whether you make a birdie or find the water.
And then the finisher, hole 18, sounds like they designed it to be a proper climax to the round.
Yeah, it seems built for that memorable final impression. A panoramic view as you come towards the green, framed by mature trees, lots of color. It gives it a real sense of occasion.
A big finish feeling.
Absolutely. That feeling of, okay, this is it, regardless of how you actually played. That visual impact sticks with you.
Now, maintaining all this beauty and strategic challenge takes a lot of work. What did you find out about their approach to course maintenance?
Mm-hmm. Well, the commitment to keeping it immaculate all year round really stands out. They've got a dedicated team. Real experts, apparently, making sure the playing surfaces are consistently high quality.
Okay.
They do things like aeration.
Right. Punching the holes in the greens.
Yeah, exactly. Let's air and water get to the roots, keeps the greens firm, fast, and overseeding, too, to keep the grass lush. It's all about optimal playing conditions.
So it's not just making it look pretty. It directly affects how the ball plays.
Absolutely. And what's also interesting, linking back to the environment, is their focus on doing this sustainably, trying to cut down on chemical use. It's that same philosophy again, balancing golf with being responsible stewards of the land.
Okay, moving off the course now.
Yeah.
Silver Lakes talks a lot about its facilities and amenities.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with the clubhouse sounds like more than just a building.
Yeah, they position it as a real central hub, a place for, you know, socializing, relaxing, not just changing your shoes. The vibe seems to be elegant, but comfortable.
Welcoming.
Exactly. They want people to stick around, chat, build that community feel.
And the dining options seem pretty varied.
They do. It looks like they cover everything from, you know, a casual bite to proper fine dining. They mentioned using local ingredients, too, which is nice.
Right.
And a lot of the dining areas apparently have course views. Keeps you connected to the golf, even when you're inside.
Clever. And they mentioned specific relaxation areas, too. not just the restaurant tables.
Yeah, dedicated spots, comfy seating, places designed to encourage people to unwind, maybe share stories about their round.
Brag about the good shots, moan about the bad ones.
Precisely. It fosters that camaraderie, that social side of club life.
And for actually working on your game, the practice facilities sound quite impressive.
Oh, yeah. They've clearly put money into this.
Yeah.
A quality driving range for the long game, putting greens that are meant to feel just like the ones on the course.
It's crucial.
It really is. And even specific chipping areas for those fiddly shots around the green, it shows they're serious about helping golfers get better. All aspects of the game.
And the practical stuff like locker rooms and the pro shot. Important details.
Absolutely. Good facilities make everything smoother. Spacious locker rooms, showers, you know, the essentials. And a well-stocked pro shop with staff who actually know their stuff can give advice. That all adds up to a better experience.
They even have an on-site fitness center. You don't see that everywhere.
No, and it shows they understand golf is, well, it's an athletic activity now, offering modern equipment, maybe even specific golf fitness programs. It's a holistic approach.
Mm-hmm.
Fitness helps performance and enjoyment.
And then there's the spa and wellness center for after the exertion.
Yeah, it rounds things out nicely, doesn't it? Promoting overall well-being, a quiet place to relax, recover, maybe get a massage. It suggests they're thinking about the members' lifestyle beyond just the golf swing.
Okay, so if someone's thinking about joining, what's the deal with membership and events? What are the main perks of being a member?
Well, the big one is usually unlimited access to the course, right?
That makes sense.
But beyond that, it's about being part of that community, getting invites to exclusive events, tournaments, social things. Plus, you often get discounts on food, in the shop, access to members-only areas, adds value.
And it sounds like they make it pretty easy to host your own events there, too, like a corporate day or something.
Seems like it. Having dedicated event staff to handle the logistics, tee times, food, all that, that takes a lot of the stress out of organizing. Customizable packages, too, makes it appealing.
And it's not just serious golf events. There's a social side.
Oh, yeah. A vibrant social calendar, apparently. Themed parties, holiday events, stuff for families, wine tasting, picnics, that kind of thing.
So plenty of chances to mingle.
Exactly. Build friendships, stay connected with what's happening at the club. It strengthens that community feeling.
Now, for actually improving your golf, they offer lessons and programs. What kind of instruction can you get?
Looks like a full range. You've got certified pros for one-on-one coaching. They even use tech, like swing analysis, video feedback.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it gives you detailed insights and playing clinics, too, so you can learn out on the course with other golfers.
Good to see they have junior programs as well, investing in the future golfers.
Absolutely vital. Programs designed to make it fun, engaging for kids, focusing on the basics, skills, but also sportsmanship. That's how you grow the game.
And for adults who like learning in a group, clinics for them, too.
Yep. Group clinics. Sounds like a more relaxed, social way to learn together, covering different parts of the game, driving, putting, you know. Tailored coaching for common problems.
What about absolute beginners? People who've never held a club?
They've got specific courses for them, which is great. Takes away the intimidation factor.
Definitely.
Focuses on the real basics. Etiquette, too, in a supportive way. Helps people get comfortable, meet other new players.
And even for the really good players, there are advanced workshops.
Right. For those seasoned golfers wanting to sharpen their skills, find that competitive edge.
Okay.
Getting into deeper stuff like shaping shots, course management, the mental game. Looks like interactive sessions, on-course training. Helps experienced players level up.
Let's circle back to the dining and entertainment side. Sounds like it's a big part of the whole Silver Lakes package.
It really does. The main restaurant and bar seem to offer a pretty diverse menu. They mention fresh, local ingredients, creative dishes, and the atmosphere, especially with those course views, probably adds a lot.
Yeah, nice setting.
Plus seasonal specials, themed nights, keeps it interesting. And of course, drinks signature cocktails, wine, beer.
And they do special food events too, beyond the regular menu.
Mm-hmm. Things like wine pairing dinners, maybe food festivals, gives members unique culinary experiences and another reason to socialize.
And entertainment beyond just food and drink.
Yeah, regular live music, themed nights like trivia or games, creates a buzz, extends the experience beyond just playing golf, makes it more of a lifestyle club.
Okay, so if you're visiting Silver Lakes, maybe from out of town, what's the surrounding area like? Attractions? Places to stay?
Seems like a decent mix nearby. nature reserves for hiking, bird watching, also art galleries, historical sites. So you can combine the golf with some other
A
exploration.
bit of culture or nature on the side.
Exactly. And accommodation options sound plentiful too, from luxury hotels to smaller guest houses, many with nice views.
Okay.
They even hint at potential partnerships with the club for stay and play deals, which could be convenient for visitors.
And getting there, is it easy to access?
Sounds like it. Good location, easy access to major roads, makes it convenient for locals and visitors. Being near airports is a plus for travelers too.
Right. And if you want to eat or find entertainment outside the club itself.
The local area apparently has a pretty vibrant scene too. Diverse restaurants, different levels of formality, plus local events, live music, food festivals, potentially more options to explore.
Okay, finally, they included a FAQ section, just quickly touching on that. Any key takeaways or things that reinforced what we've discussed?
Yeah, basically summed up a lot of the key points nicely. Best times to play autumn and spring, usually. Different membership levels, confirmation you can host events, a reminder of all the clubhouse amenities, dining, fitness, spa,
Right.
and confirming they offer beginner lessons, junior programs, the pro shop is there, regular tournaments happen, and yes, there are things to do nearby. It's a good quick reference.
So wrapping this deep dive up, it really feels like Silver Lake Golf Club is aiming for a very complete experience. It goes way beyond just the golf course itself.
Definitely. There's a strong emphasis on, well, community, on helping people improve their game, and just general enjoyment, both on and off the course.
It's about creating a whole environment, isn't it?
Absolutely. An environment where that passion for golf can really thrive, supported by great facilities, lots of ways to engage, and, a real sense of belonging.
Okay, so here's a final thought for you, the listener. Think about something you're passionate about, a hobby or activity. What are the things that really take it from just being, something you do to being a more fulfilling part of your life? And how can well-designed places and maybe a supportive community around it help make that happen? Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.